Blog Talk Radio.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Sunday edition of the Psychic Love Doctor Show. We are so pleased to be here with you. I want to welcome first our blog talkers who are already getting in the queue. So folks, if you're calling or going to be calling in for a reading, best you get on there now before it gets too long. And once we run out of time, we have to call it a night. So hopefully those of you who are able to call in will do so. Now, Jimbo here is going to give you instructions on what if you can't call in. But if you don't have like a, you know, a fantastic cell phone plan that would enable you to make a call such as this internationally, well, we do have options for you. And to our Facebookers, you are the folks that are on the Psychic Love Doctor Show page, which is, of course, on Facebook. It's open to all, so if you'd like to join us there, we often will turn to those who are, you know, watching us live as we're streaming. We will often turn to you for your questions in the event that the calls go into a lull. And it happens. So I look forward to getting started with you all. Oh, before we get going, a reminder, especially to those who are new with us. We are using an ordinary deck of playing cards. I'm holding them up right now to our Facebookers who are watching. Now, I will use a complete 24-card layout with ordinary playing cards. And it needs to be stated that these are not tarot cards. Okay, some people confuse them. They're not oracle cards. They are simply what we could sit down and play a game of poker right now with these cards. So bear that in mind. And I'm going to be using a full 24-card layout because it's what I'm most comfortable with. And I'm also able to see quite a bit about your life, the landscape, how it's laying, the playing field, if you will. So with that said, I'm now going to turn this over to our Mr. Jimbo Baggins. Yeehaw, Jim.
Yeehaw, indeed. Welcome, everybody. We want to remind everybody this show is for informational and educational purposes only. We want to remind our listeners and viewers, both, if you're international, let us know and we'll give you a shout-out, like we will to Sophia.
Sophia.
In Sweden.
From where?
Sweden.
Sweden?
Sweden. She's in Sweden. The land of the Swedes. Yes.
Yes.
All right, so far that's the only international one, but we know it won't be the last. It will not indeed. 515-602-9676, that's the number to call in. When you call in, you'll hear a message, as I just did to test it, that says, you can listen to the show while you wait, and that's a fact. Mm-hmm. And if you don't hear the show, then something did not go right, and you should hang up and reconnect. Or if any time all of a sudden you don't hear a show, but nobody's talking to you, hang up and reconnect. That's like rebooting a computer. When the computer is being a piece of crap, reboot it. Anyway, when you go live, and you'll be obvious, please do the following. If you legally and safely can, please get off that speakerphone. Please, no Bluetooth devices. Please, all your background noises. Maybe some things that are going that you don't think is a noise because your brain filters it from hearing it all the time. If you're making a smoothie, you might want to put it that on the back burner to finish the smoothie when the call is over. No multitasking, no running around, no doing goose stepping on a hallway floor with your boots on while you're talking. You know, stuff like that. Just perfect scenario. Go to a quiet, comfortable room in your house that's quiet, comfortable. Imagine that, being redundant. But also has great cell phone reception. And that'll make it a great experience because your phone call goes through cell phone land, computer land, and out our little speakers. And it's not going to sound as good if you're just calling a buddy cell phone to cell phone. So, and it makes it really hard to understand things. So please do all those things if you legally and safely can. Deb mentioned earlier, folks that can't call in, typically international folks on Facebook, but not always. We have domestic folks that can't call in for one reason. Sometimes you can't call. You can't get to a cell phone. Shit happens. So we'll open the floor occasionally to Messenger calls or, well, calls for sure, but it'll be video or audio, your choice. Just you have to wait till we tell you. You have to be friends with Deborah Lee because you're going to Messenger Deborah Lee, not the Psychic Love Doctor Show. Nothing will happen if you do that. Mm-hmm. All righty. Let's see what else we got cooking. Oh, yes. I'm trying to keep up with this list that keeps on growing. Harps, that is the sound of angels playing harps. That means your reading with Deborah is concluded. It's not halftime. It's not almost over. Your reading with Deborah has concluded. It was a free show. We rarely get all the callers in. We rarely get all the folks that want Messenger in. The faster we kind of, you know, speed this stuff up, the better. Okay? Okay? Understood?
Absolutely.
Harps, done. And, but not done, done, done. Done with her, but then I am going to give you a angel card reading. And tonight's flavor is the Lighted Gold Pathway Oracle cards. They're good cards, good messages, kind of goals and pathways and stuff. That's the orientation, but sometimes you get a little bit of different message. And translations have given the English a little chop-chop to it. So I don't mind you a little bit of getting like a scammer email, and they don't have quite the right English. Spelling's good.
It says on the box
spelling
it's
good.
From Japan. So there are some, you know, going to be some.
Well, what it says is the manufacturer is Toshio. So we assume that's Japan. I assume. All right. I had to say it like a samurai. Okay. I'm still checking my list. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Make sure I'm up. I just go back to balance. Yep, I'm caught up. Caught in a trip. Everybody thinks I'm over. Hey, how you doing? Suzanne, welcome. We're doing great. How you doing? Welcome, welcome. Latina, hi, Tina. We're just giving some highs out here to some folks that have been up here. Jessica's here. We already knew that. We already gave Sophia an international shout-out. Hello to you all, so I don't have to type it. Sometimes we're getting ready to get the show started, so things are going to get good.
And we do have in the wings our Arizona correspondent, Lisa. We will conduct a few readings first before we go to her. Some of her most devoted fans have not arrived yet.
Out in the West Texas.
Yeah, and they get so disappointed.
Hey, let's do this.
Yeah, do this.
Do this. 203 Connecticut. You are live, 203. Welcome to the show.
Hello.
Hey, it's Pat and Chance.
Hi, Pat and Chance.
Caller number one. Callers number one. Yes. They're both there.
Hello.
Hi. Right. How are you doing? Right.
We're doing good. It's good.
You sound good, too.
Sunday.
Yeah.
Sunday is Funday.
Yeah.
I've actually had a couple of down days. I don't really know the source. I don't know if I'm going to make a big deal about it, but you're kind of like my last event tonight. I've got to get someone to a hospital at 6 a.m, so I'm going to go to bed early. I just thought I'd call in. It's Sunday. Say hello.
Well, we're glad to hear from you.
Oh, we've all been the chauffeur and the chauffee too of those hospital procedures. And when you're the first one and you got to get in at 6 o'clock, wow. Yep.
Do you have far to travel?
No, not far, and I'm happy to help her out. She's actually going into the hospital to get her heart restarted.
Wow.
Oh, well, she's got a little fib problem there, I guess. Interesting, yeah.
Wow.
She needs hip surgery, and they've got to do this first and make sure everything will be okay. So I think she'll be all right.
I guess we're going to sedate her, right?
Yes. Yes, they will.
That would not be a fun experience to get that done.
What a good friend you are,
not
Pat.
Cool. Hopefully
your cards have always shown you to be extremely giving, compassionate.
Yeah.
I mean, you will drop everything for somebody who needs you.
Are you going to stick around, or are they going to call you when it's time to pick her up, or don't you know yet?
Yeah, she doesn't even know if she's going to spend the night. I'm going to hear from her later.
Good.
And Deborah, thank you for saying that. And, you know, I've had like 3 weeks of, you know, looking at that I give too much. I won't stop giving. I make the wrong choices I get. I think that's what I've been down about, you know, with my friend. Really, anyway, that's what's going on. If you just want to do a general reading.
There you go.
Yeah, we'll take a look for you.
There you go.
Before you go night-night.
Before you go night-night.
Yeah.
No, it's good when you got a four-legged companion. They're always ready to go to bed.
You know, my brain's working so bad today. I brought her some food thinking this tomorrow was her surgery. I was totally off about that. And then Chance got 3 walks because my brain just isn't working. I thought he only had 1. He got 3. So
I'm sure he didn't mind.
I'm sure it broke his little heart.
Yeah, it was a good day for him.
Yeah, they love that. Marisa is just saying that word to the dogs. Right, we on the country. That was another word, like
that
special
word.
Oh yeah, that was gonna
go for walkie.
Yeah,
you
these
know?
Guys.
Yeah.
These guys don't really. We don't walk them much because we got a big backyard for them to run around in. But yeah, but out in the country, we would take them.
Do you have any other newcomers yet? Of our, our clan.
Virgil is saying cardio virgin. I think maybe he knows the process.
Yeah, he said. I think he said he had something like that done. I don't know.
Oh, really?
I don't freaking know.
Okay. Read it to us.
It's a sorry cardio version, like she said. Anything else you'd like us to read?
Well, yes, we'd like to. We want the full breakdown.
What do you want? Jesus balls.
I think your cards look fantastic, Pat. They really do. And yes, they are showing that you've got to learn that very big word that I have to learn. And that word is no. We have to learn to say no. We can't always be there for everybody. You know,
okay,
and
Deborah,
go ahead.
Deborah, let me ask you a question. Now, if you needed something, I'd give you in a second because I love you. I'll never stop doing that. It's just I seem to pick the wrong people, I guess.
Well, Pat, the thing is you have to have some boundaries for yourself. I mean, let's say this. If you were super, super sick and somebody called and said, hey, I'm stranded at the supermarket. The car won't start. Could you come and get me? Would you honestly get out of the sick bed to go get them? No.
No, no.
That's what I'm saying. We have to be watchful because sometimes there will be those who come along that don't necessarily appreciate everything that we do.
Yes.
Discernment doesn't, hurt. You know, when you... Okay, so just wanted to mention that.
Okay,
also,
you are getting closer
to answering a calling that has been in your cards since I met you. And I believe it's going to be as an advocate for animals. All right.
Oh, thank you.
And that is under Sure to Come True. You know how much I love that. Designation layout, yes.
So I want a rich man that will let me do it, that will buy me acres of
land. Let me see what I can stir up for you.
Oh, yes. These are only cards. This is like a camera, not a conjurer here.
No, but I'll do what magic I can for the next time when I read your cards and we will look for a man for Pat and a rich man, right? And and one that adores treating you like a queen. There's no reason you can't get, exactly what you manifest. So.
That's right. Okay, well, it was nice to visit with you too.
Don't leave yet.
Oh, you cannot leave.
I want
your lighted goal pathway broken English card. All right, here we go. This is interesting because she wanted a general, so this might be something. It is rearranges the subject. Your task or plan needs getting a practical and chronological approach. Make it even a little more specific. Divide the big tasks into smaller steps to balance your work better. Sometimes people get focused on when they have goals on the end goal, but they don't pick the intermediate ones in between you need to make to get to the big goal.
See it as a salami.
Okay, I don't
this
know that
came
salami
from a program
there, right?
I followed in the 90s. It was called Total. It was for people that have trouble getting moving. And one of the biggest problems was looking at, say, all of the tasks you have to do, and they become overwhelming. So this course said everything you have to do is one great big salami, and you're just going to cut off one little piece at a time. Otherwise, you know, look at the salami and think, oh, there's no way I can handle all of this. So, yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Well, thank you.
Sweet dreams to you, hon.
Sweet dreams.
God bless. Thank you.
Yes. God bless you, too.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
All right. Bye-bye.
Talk again. All right. We got an international shout-out to Virgil, who we just heard was in there. We didn't get a chance to give him a proper greeting.
Hey, before, I just want to mention to Virgil, I thought that video that you have on your Facebook page, I think it came through because we follow each other, but I got it. I thought it was hysterical. It was, and I don't know who this man is, Virgil might be able to say, but he was like walking through, and I assume that's your town, your city, Manchester. And it was freaking hilarious. This guy was you, Jim, with your quick wit. And I mean, there were some characters that he confronted.
Manchester. So it was named after men with big chests, I'm guessing. Manchester. I'm a man, but I'm a Chester. I'm a Manchester. Big, tough, rough,
oh,
tough
Jim,
man.
That's a reach. That really
might
is.
Be. We don't know. There's nothing. Well, I mean, there's nothing wrong. I mean, a lot of times, you know, you go back way back.
That's true.
And a lot of people's names are given by attributes or professions, stuff
that's
like that.
That's true.
So, maybe
so we don't
a,
know
maybe
how they
like,
named
a, so maybe that was whoever that was that founded Manchester. He was some, him and his whole family had just big barrel chests.
So it was interesting. I just wanted to mention, if anybody sees it on the, I think it's on the Love Doctor page, the PLD page.
PLD.
If you see it, click it.
Boy.
It's a hoot. It's really funny.
All right, let's go.
All right. So
back to the phone lines. We're
we
not even going to.
Filtering on.
We're not even going to leave.
203, we're going to stay.
203 again, Connecticut. Obviously not the same person. Welcome.
Hello. Hi. It's Michelle.
Hi, Michelle. How are you?
I'm well. I wanted to get an update on my kitten that I had given to this family. I try to stay in touch with them, but it's hard to get any real information out of them. And
I think we've looked at this before, haven't we?
And you said that one of the boys was a problem. You know, he was mean to the cat, and she did say that the cat doesn't like him. I mean, she didn't say anything else, but
you know
that the other two kids.
Animals are extremely intuitive, and they know who they like and who they don't. So I wouldn't believe in the cat, you know, and has a pretty good sense of this. So what would you like me to determine for you?
Just her well-being, because I'm very sad that she's in that household and she sleeps alone. Sometimes she sleeps with the dog, but they don't sleep with her. And I know that there's three kids, and it's the littlest kid that she doesn't like, apparently. But
so
I'm just worried about her happiness.
Their love is hard. It's sometimes brutal.
And depending on the age, it's not really love to them. It's another live toy they can go screw with. They don't comprehend it.
Did they pay you for the cat? Or was it
minimal?
Free?
Yeah, just a It's, you know, it was just some nominal little fee.
Is it possible for you to take the cat back?
I keep asking. In fact, I offered them $150 or $200 to get the cat back today. I didn't hear back from her. She keeps saying the cat's fine. You know, the cat's fine.
Well, people that put dogs out in the sub-zero weather in winter think they're fine in a doghouse, too. And out here, that's illegal. Yeah. So, wow. Would she let you introduce a different cat that you could maybe pick up, you know, get somewhere to, because...
Why is that going to be different?
Because I'm seeing here, this cat needs to get out of that environment.
What, is the other cat going to be like being the replacement?
I don't know. But
hey, what do you put me in this environment for? Let Bob go. You know, I mean,
well,
I'm just saying.
The kitty really is unhappy.
One thing about cats is they are a little more resourceful than dogs. Is they go hide. They have places where they just disappear. Sometimes they don't like when neighbors come over or something. They go underneath somebody's bed.
Yeah, but do you think that's a quality life for a little innocent creature?
I've seen cat.
She's alone. There's three kids. One kid is a terror, so she has to hide from that one. And she's probably been hurt by him. He's probably hurt. The other two are a little bit older, not to say that they're gentle exactly, but they're a little older at least.
The cat is speaking intuitively through your cards, and the cat is unhappy. They enjoy doing things to this cat that to them is fun. But I really hate sharing this with you because I know it's only going to upset you that much more.
But you can't do anything irrational.
I don't know
or
if
illegal.
You called the authorities. I don't know.
You can't just call the authorities based on a card reading.
No, but they've already admitted that one child is not good to that cat.
Not good to that cat is, that's not authority calling.
Eventually, Kitty is going to protect herself. And she's going to bite those kids.
Or just start kissing.
Yeah, and
yeah, the thing about this cat, the genetics of this cat, this whole litter is extremely gentle, extremely. They don't bite. They don't scratch. None of them. These two cats of mine have made perfect kittens. And this kitten... It would take a lot for her to want to bite anybody.
Because that's
genetically she's like that.
But I'll tell you, even a tiny field mouse, if it gets into a point where it is cornered, you know what it's going to do? It's going to put its little tiny feet up, and it will fight to the death, even though it's really not in their spirit either.
Except sometimes those dumbass poppers play dead.
Turn the situation a little bit. Instead of being concerned for the cat's welfare, I'm just spitballing here, okay? I would call them and say, you know, I tried to say that it was about the cat, but it's actually my heart is broken. I am so unhappy without this kitty cat. Isn't there some way I could get this cat back?
I sort of said that. I have sort of said that. I said it that I've missed her. I missed her so much. And I said I'd give her $150 to get her back. You know, I'd actually give her more. But
think the money would talk.
Money.
You know.
Talks. All right.
Yeah.
Well, let's hope for the best. And I think that if one of the children, if the cat defends itself against one of the children, that offer might start looking real good to her. And then you have to take the kitty cat and you're going to have to like decompress her, I guess, from all she's been through. Yeah.
Oh, God. Okay.
Well, Michelle, we're here for you. And I'm sorry, but I always feel compelled to tell the truth.
Nothing but the truth.
Yeah, well, I appreciate it.
All right. Well, my heart is with the kitty, too. And I just wouldn't be surprised you'll end up getting the cat back. All right, go, Jim, go.
All right. Your angel card reading, firstly, love yourself. Your existence is a beautiful blessing known to know how deeply in love with your own, you have to know how deeply in love with your own self is. You have to place, you have a place to belong to, vibe with you, and will blossom to your best version. So you have to, once in a while, don't forget to put yourself first once in a while, instead of, that's what it is. Firstly, love yourself and all that stuff. And do you mind looking at the card?
Hi.
Well, I can't wait. Watch in the next few readings what I do.
And Cho, welcome. It's glad to
see you. Yeah, I was going to do my job and give an international shout out to Cho from the UK.
Michelle, my heart's with you.
Yes.
And let's hope for the best.
Thank
you. Thank you, honey. Call us again. All right.
All right. Thanks. Bye.
Sure. Bye-bye. I feel bad for that little innocent little thing. If I had a choice between a cat and a dog, I'm going to take a dog. But
everybody has their preference.
Still.
Everybody has their preference.
Yeah.
All right.
Let's go to...
I wish I had the drum roll.
Yeah.
Oh, Lisa.
Oh, you guys.
Hello there.
Oh, Lisa.
Two incredible people.
Well, we had to wait for your favorite fans to be front and center. All right?
Oh, my gosh.
The British are coming.
Oh, they're so sweet.
I'm over here.
You know, well, I just wondered what the cards would say about last night. The neighbor and I talked for a long time. He was offering me dinner, and I said, no, thank you, and I don't like what he eats. He depends on me to cook, and sometimes I'm not in the mood. And then we were talking, and we're sitting on the pottery wheel, and we're yakking it up. And then all of a sudden, he got up and he said, I have to find my phone. And he asked me to call him because he couldn't find his phone. So I called him. And then we went out because he was asking where some supplies were. And so he went out to the driveway to one of my cars to look if some of the supplies we had brought back, like nails and stuff to work on stuff, was back. And then he shut the trunk door of my car and went into his side of the house and closed the door. So then I went over to the laundry side and he had closed the door there too. And so this morning I texted him about 7 because I had to get on the road. I'm just coming back from visiting my son. And I texted him. I said, let me know when I can call you. He says, let me get coffee and I'll call you. And he did. He called me. So we chatted for 2 seconds and then I said, I didn't get a chance to say goodnight to you last night. And he got angry and he blew a stack and he said, you're reading into this. I said, no. I said, any common courtesy would be to say goodnight. And so then he said, finally he cooled down because I kept saying, no, like slow your roll. I didn't actually say that. And then he said, okay, you just wanted to talk to me. And I said, yeah, that's true, this morning. So we talked a long time. We talked for like 2.5 hours. And then I got on the road. And we have dinner date with mutual friends on Tuesday night. And we're making plans to do some other stuff. And we were talking. Where do you see this? Oh, Deb, you know what I wanted to tell you? This
tell me.
Drive that I made today, I was thinking about this. When he talks to me, he'll take his forefinger and he'll run it along his lips when he's talking to me. And then the other thing he'll do is sometimes he'll lick his lips when he's talking to me. And I just look at him and then kind of look away because I go breathless. I don't know what to make of it. And then when I hand him something, he draws his finger across my palm. The other day, I said to him, maybe it was yesterday, I can't remember. I said, good morning, sunshine, when we were texting in the morning. And then he sent me this YouTube song, The Beatles, something about sunshine. And if you listen to it, it talks about what we do, like we walk and you're my love, it says. And I was asking someone, one of my relatives, I said, am I reading into this? And they said, well, only if they were coming across this Jimbo philosophy. They said, only if he actually said, I think of you when I hear this song. And he didn't say that, but he knows the words to all the songs.
Okay.
I just passed
a nonverbal message to everybody. Oh, too.
Okay, well, I'm happy for you. Merry Christmas or Happy New Year, whatever the hell you want.
All right, Lisa, I don't know what to make of that. Anybody know, is this a signal? Rubbing your finger.
Am I just reading into this?
Yeah, you might be. I don't know. Well, that's what your cards are for, damn it. Lay them down. Why are we sitting here speculating? You're the woman with the cards. We're going to sit here and speculate. Yeah, one day. I'm going to go, dang, damn it, Deb. Lay the cards in. You're the one person here that can look into this. You can sit here and throw darts at a purple and see what happens.
But how can we get mad at her for wanting him to say goodnight?
But no, you know.
Well, you know, and he went radio silence last night. I did send him a text. I wasn't going to call him. After the doors were shut, and then I sent a text. I said, did you find the nails? And then I said, thank you again for your help. And then he, 2 hours later, he said, oh, you're welcome. And I thought, well, maybe he took a phone call. God knows. I'm trying to read the stamps. Like Jimbo says, I'm reading into everything.
You think
this
she's
is a high maintenance.
She is.
He is like super maintenance.
Well, no, he's got some screws loose. But you guys are females, and you read into every single syllable of a freaking word.
Oh my god! Oh my god! It angers him. You know, I'm gonna just tell you. I'm gonna just put it out there and tell you what is in the card verbatim, and then see what you think.
Okay.
Bring it on.
He is so incredibly attracted to you on a physical level, Lisa, and it pisses him off. He's angry because, present company accepted on this, all right?
What do you mean accepted?
Like accepted, not paid.
Yeah, well, watch your word to use, you know.
Yeah.
Excluded, I think, is the proper terminology, right, Deb?
Well,
present company excluded, don't they?
However you wish, because I don't want them to feel offended. But this guy finds...
I'm the present company.
Gay life way easier than being in a heterosexual.
You mean it's a lot easier to talk to another guy than a chick?
Yeah.
Really? Well, all of those guys out who aren't seven already do that.
Yeah,
we all don't turn gay.
You guys bring all your most heartfelt feelings and thoughts and fears. You bring them to who? A woman? Yeah, you do. Yeah. Because there's nurturing there, and there's, you know, acknowledgement of your feelings.
But you still are difficult for me.
We are?
Yes.
What? We're like Lisa wanting to know what the F is going on.
Well, no, that was that. Now that example, I was pretty weirdo, like that. But I'm just saying in general.
He's a moody SOB,
oh,
I'll tell you that.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I don't know. Maybe you should leave a box of Tampax on his doorstep. It sounds like he has periods more frequently than monthly.
Oh, my God.
I don't know.
You are so
He's very
disrespectful.
He's acting like that.
Well, he is. I will agree with that.
There's no reason that they had a good time and they're checking for supplies in the trunk and he just vanishes in the fair.
Have you told him that you're going to date other men? Well, men.
God, no. I would never say that. You know
Why?
What I would do?
Whoa.
If it came up, if the opportunity, and believe me, I'm working on creating opportunities if I get a chance, I will date, but I'm not going to blast him with it. You know, if something develops somewhere else, oh, well, there it goes. I develop something else.
He knows.
But right now,
he knows.
I really...
It's in your cards. He knows. And I'm wondering if he's listening through the wall. people do that.
Yeah, it's possible. You guys got like balsa wood walls made up, you know.
Seriously, I'm laughing because this is ironic. It's something I kind of suspected all along.
It's like those old people curtains the walls.
Yeah.
I might have just had speakers on. You know?
Yeah, it feels cheap.
Yeah.
And the thing is, he doesn't want the man to have you, but it angers him that he wants you so bad. So, well, you guys are some kind of track here. Yeah, go ahead.
I want him. I dreamt like a vision that I actually felt him. And we were lying in bed together. I mean, I dreamt that when we weren't talking one night. This just was one night, and then the next day we started talking again. It was really nice. But I just feel I'm so nuts about this guy when things are going along swimmingly. But, like this.
Wasn't swimmingly there for a little short period last night, now was it?
Tell me, Lisa, what do you really like about him?
What do you want? What do you really
want? So masculine. I try to ask myself, and you know, Deb, I think further and further. We're putting the pottery wheel in the laundry room, and he knows his stuff. He knows how to do it. I mean, that's his bag of background. He's very expertise in construction. So, he got it magically done. It was incredible. Now we're making plans to do things. Anyway, so I was looking at him as I'm trying to help him, and his eyes, he looked up at me. His eyes are so big, and they're so hazel, almost blue, and I just thought I was going to faint. I swoon. I feel like I swoon around him, like, oh, my God, I've got to capture myself and stay steady. And I'm nuts about the guy when things are going well. Now, this morning when he was starting to get really whatever he was doing, going off on me, and I kept saying, no. And then he just said, oh, you wanted to talk to me. And I said, yeah, I just want to talk to you. And so we talked, and it was great. It was like a long time, yeah.
I don't even know how, I mean, I guide a lot of my clients into their romance and their sexual issues. I don't even know what to say to find out what's really going on with this guy. I'm looking. He's angry because he's so attracted to her.
Are you sure? Look at it like I'm sitting there without your you are like your poison, your mind, your predisposition to look for things that you want to be.
Him. Card of sexual gratification and desire, anger, and they're all coming from him. You know, it's there.
Is it maybe not her? Is it maybe she's maybe is it maybe she's messing up his normal sex life with guys?
By what?
Because all of a sudden he's kind of like being like sidetracked from spending a lot of time with the women where normally you spend a lot of time with guys.
I just think that a man wants to get laid, he's going to go out and get laid. I would say he would make up an excuse. He's got to go to the pharmacy. They go wherever. I mean, he just has to tell her
everything. Oh, so not a normal human being that wants to have sex.
No, he does.
No, he's it's a eunuch, apparently.
He wants to have it with her. Oh, he's so driven with desire, he would have her with his clothes.
Then he should have. Ten times over, he should have said.
But remember, we've discussed the man that's conflicted.
Oh, I think there's some confliction all right going on here. I think it's way beyond the next week.
And then this morning,
yes, Lisa.
When he calmed down, I said, I have another nickname for you. And he said, oh, okay, what is your other nickname for me? And then I told him what it was, and then we just kept talking.
What was it?
And what you call him?
I knew Jim I was going to ask.
Oh, yeah, well, it's for you I was going to ask. Hell, yeah, I was going to ask. You can't say I made up a nickname and then not tell us. That's illegal. That's against the law. That's against the law.
The nickname is Sugar Cat.
Sugar what?
I said I can't really tell you the real nickname. How can I tell you the real nickname? Then it's not between thee and I.
Are you all of a sudden, with all this intimacy you've been sharing, going to throw up a freaking, going to throw up a need-to-know clearance level here? All of a sudden, sorry, Jim, you don't have a need-to-know what the nickname
is. Okay, I'll tell you what it is. Jim is good. He should be in the CIA.
I should do interrogation. Yes.
I said to him, you know those honey bears that are filled with honey at the grocery store? I said, sometimes you're very sweet, and sometimes you're a bear. So your new nickname is Honey Bear.
I was expecting something really wow.
Yeah.
That you were hiding it. There's nothing wrong with that. That's kind of a normal.
That is
a little
sweet.
That's kind of a little cutesy thing.
Oh, it is.
Man and women use our little cutesy nicknames like that. Okay, that's pretty cool.
Did you ever want to look at him and say, "What the hell are you doing to me?" Bottom line,
you know, he's later. Yeah, I get. Like those times that I'm describing to you, you know, the licking lips when he runs his finger around his mouth, and then, you know, he's looking at me with those big old eyes with the big old hazel, they're almost blue, and then we're sitting there, and then sometimes he just stands there smiling and staring at me, and I can't talk, I'm frozen, and then he says something, and then I just talk baby sentences to him, and then he will, I can't catch my breath. I feel like I can't catch my breath.
Take my breath away.
Well, you're so madly in love with this guy. It's affecting your function, you know, your.
Thank God for autonomic functions. Otherwise, your heart would have stopped. You would have been able to breathe. Thank God those things just go without you having to think about it.
He must have gotten a phone call last night, I think. That's like, I don't know. Who knows? I can't figure it out.
But that would be... interesting to know, because that must have been some kind of phone call to turn into ghost mode.
Yeah, it would, but also I see that he is really consumed with the knowledge that you are going to meet other men. I don't know if this is a healthy relationship or not. You know,
I don't think it's defined yet. I don't even think it is a relationship. It is, for sure. Everything's a relationship. I don't know what level this is. It hasn't had a definitive level yet. It's not definitive. But what a great word, definitive.
I said that quite a bit today.
Hey, that level has not been defined here. Oh, we don't know where this is. That's the problem. They're like all over the place. We can't figure it out. And I think, essentially... What is that? Someone of a present will stop here eventually. Has to come to a head.
Yeah. A head,
so to speak. I don't know when that time is, only she knows she and he will know when that time is eventually. You cannot go out like this forever. You will go insane. You will be in a rubber room.
I would already feel crazy.
Oh, I would too.
It's like from one day to the next week, so you don't know what you're getting.
Yeah, I mean, you got eventually.
Yeah,
this
one of my girlfriends said, this can't go on like this, like you guys are saying. Something's going to happen. And she's totally
Oh, yeah,
I do too. And she just thinks that I'll get tired of getting hurt, and then, or he will just say he doesn't want to do it anymore, or... I forget what the third thing. There were three things that she said could happen. And she said, okay, will you live in a duplex? She said, will you live in a duplex for the rest of your life?
Some people actually do. We all laugh. But anyway.
You know, imagine these personality traits in a long-term.
But she's not thinking about
say it was a long-term loving
right.
relationship marriage.
Like a forever thing.
You know, I probably have dropped a bowling ball on his head while he's sleeping. Making me crazy over and over. You don't know who's going to come home, how they're going to be, you know, and what if somebody did you...
Here we go again.
something in the air here.
Well, anyway, that is true. I mean, that's the thing. She has to figure out when enough is enough. It's tough. She's waiting for this. It gets closer. It's making like on the verge of coming together, and then it breaks apart. It goes back, and then it diverges again. Eventually, she's got to find out in her mind, in her everything, when is the time put an ultimatum down.
That time isn't here yet. It's not in your card.
And it's not for us to say, but Deb didn't see it that soon.
Last weekend.
That's cool. Not yet.
Yeah, last weekend I said you and Kim are going to get back together. And you said, oh, no, because you were so angry. I said, oh, yeah. It's going to, the final chapter has not been written on this relationship yet. All right?
So you think we might have any time soon or no?
She doesn't see you not, is what she's saying, right?
I still believe that now he's stirred up. Now it's like he's walking around with a set of blue balls.
So the answer is,
today when we were talking for a long time on the phone, and toward the end we were talking like babies to each other.
Well, yeah, you know, and once you get that intensity out, once you have done the scene, you might look at him as if any ordinary other man. It just
I don't think so.
Escalated.
Yeah, women are different than men.
Yeah.
Sometimes men go and put in that long effort, that long fall. Like, oh my God, I'm going to build this bridge to get over to that mountain. It's like, oh, I conquered the mountain, I know about it.
Yeah, and if
it turned, that was good, all right, got her.
If
all right.
It turned out to be a lousy lover, I'm not sure you would still have that intensity. In
you know what? Okay, then what I'll do, if he's a lousy lover, then I will get out the whiteboard and I'll get out the magic marker. And I know the dry erase marker, and I will show him, diagram him. And I've done it before. I was younger, where I show, you know, instruct.
I hope, dear God, you're exaggerating a little bit, I hope.
This is for the show. This would be awesome.
No, she said, no, she said she's done it before.
When I was a lot younger, and the guy was a little younger than I, and we were a lot younger. We were a lot younger. I had fun showing
them. This is like A goes into B.
You did not have a dry erase board. You did not draw pictures, right?
No, I'm joking. I didn't have to. Yeah. We did it.
I would have rolled out of the
chair. Real time. We did it real time. We did it real time.
Real time. Hey, that's called on-the-job training. Nothing wrong with that.
Oh, God.
Well, boy, I can't wait to see how this develops.
And only she can make that decision of when she's tired of waiting.
When?
Yes. Yeah. And like, well, the big picture is the cards did not say it'll never happen.
No.
Right? It did not say never. She would have told you it's like ain't going to happen. So that's your answer to the cards.
He's angry about his feelings that way because he likes to be in control of who he is.
No, you're right about that, Deb. Yeah. He loves, and I told him that. I told him that recently. I said, you're bossy. And, you know, he is bossy. And some of the time, you know, I'll go ahead and go along with it. But some of the time, you know, I'll just, like, back it off because that's not my gig. You know, I don't like to be bossed around.
Yeah. Well, I think you've got him in a state now where, you know, things are going to start happening.
Things are going to cannot be undone.
That's right.
Shall we?
Yeehaw.
You don't even make sense to you. Sometimes, Deb,
all right,
when you go over here to read the chat, you'll be reading something that you have no...
Yeah, but it's a conversation, just so that you know.
This is a male-only. No, it isn't, but it's a conversation
So you can't just alter the beacon on there. All right? You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Real quick, my dear. This is the subject. Identify the blockage. Somewhere within your mindset, there is a blockage of energies that prevents you from reaching your goals. Search for it as soon as you can.
Boy, that's pretty profound.
And
it could be
something in this area. Or it could be something else in part of her life that she doesn't share, her professional life and all this other stuff. We don't know what the
Well, they're sharing intimacy, which isn't necessarily sexual at all.
That has many definitions.
Yes.
Yep.
There's a strong intimacy between them.
Yes,
and I think it's very unsettling for the neighbor because in his relationships with other males, I don't think it's necessarily that. It's more sexual.
Sorry?
Let's get off, get, you know, each other off than it is about the intimacy. I don't know. I'm just guessing.
The jury is still out, basically, is what the cards are saying. So you can't. She's not telling you that you have to abandon ship yet. That's going to be your call. She doesn't see it being a problem yet, right?
No. I think they're going to actually consummate this relationship.
But you get to, unfortunately, you get to continue on this bumpy road, this journey.
Yeah.
This journey. I'm a guy, and my ass would have bailed out a long time ago on this crap. Some chick gives me multiple trickles like that over 2 or 3 times, and it doesn't go down. See ya, don't want to see ya. That's old crap. But I'm a guy.
Yeah.
Different ballgame. She's a female.
No, I can see your point, and those are the kind of men I'm used to, really. I mean, I don't know what to tell you. I was in a very long relationship prior to all this shit, and he died. So maybe I was talking to some relatives today that are younger than I about this, and they said basically what Jimbo says, don't read into it, you know, just be, you know, I guess, I don't know what they said, have fun or whatever.
Yeah, I mean, it's like you're on an amusement park ride. You got to ride, but you got to decide when it ends. You're on a ride right now, and it's going up and down like a roller coaster. Sometimes it's fun, sometimes it sucks ass, but eventually you got to figure out when that ride ends.
Well, if someone else comes along, I'll certainly be interested.
Well, that's when he's really going to act up with you. So watch for that.
And if he does, you know what?
I won't broadcast it.
Oh.
We'll meet at his place. The other guy's
place. I got you. But, I think she means like a one-nighter or something.
She would have an affair.
I think she means if she has an encounter and then, you know, she won't broadcast. But if she, obviously, another guy comes along, she starts developing a long-term relationship, it'll be shared.
Yeah.
And if he, you know what, if he starts flipping his lips, say, dude, you could have got on that boat a long time ago. No, that bitch has sailed. That ship is gone. You're damn.
Yeah, exactly.
And you don't have to hang your head if that happens. You did everything you could.
Yeah, no, hopefully it doesn't go that route.
If it does, you did everything you said. You don't have to look back and say, what could I have done differently? It will not be your fault.
Well, you know how it is when you put two alpha males together. Yeah, I think his toughness is really going to come out strong. And the new boyfriend would be, there would be two alpha males, and you know what happens when that scenario plays out.
It depends. If they're 17, they fight. But, you know, you get a little older, you don't necessarily do that anymore.
No, I would meet the person somewhere else. Now, I'm not even going there mentally, though. I'm happy with what I've got next door, as long as he's not yelling at me or, you know, and I tell him, you know, I just kind of calm him down off the ledge. But I don't know. It's one day at a time. It's new. It's not like 10 years in where I think, oh, my God, I'm tired of this shit, you know, that kind of thing.
All right. But still, he never has a right to yell at you. He used the term free agent. Say, hey, time out there, buckaroo bonsai. Free agents don't yell at other free agents. What are you getting all emotional about, buddy boy? Since he used the term.
Well, no, I used the term free agent when I was...
I thought you said he... Oh. But he brought it back up, didn't he, that one time when you were out? He said, you said we were pretty good.
Then he said, then when I was telling him what upset me, then he said, well, I thought you said we were free agents. And I said, well, this is really what I meant.
Oh, you redefined a definition. You women, your species is, I call you species because you're almost like not even human sometimes. Your species is very, just change definitions on things on the fly. Well,
and
I said this,
so
but
what
I really
you
meant
did,
this.
And what I said, what you did, I said, let's back it up to point one where I got upset, and that's when I said we were free agents. From now on, I'm not going to get upset like that. I'm going to let you know I'm upset, and I won't say free agents anymore. That's what I told him.
Okay. But remember something there, Jimbo. There was a certain Mr. Bill Clinton who stated in front of the nation, I did not have sex with that woman.
Right.
Oh, but he didn't. Oh, but he did. And
okay.
The evidence was on that blue dress. What woman in her right mind keeps a dress with pecker tracks all over it? I don't
know. Oh,
God.
Yeah. Wait a second. I didn't know what you guys, your definition of sex was when you asked me the question, like intercourse.
Well, Ken Starr was pretty sharp.
That should be,
yeah.
He's actually a Rhodes Scholar, trying to play dumb.
Yeah.
All right.
Lisa,
word up on that dog.
We can't wait to get the next installment. I mean, seriously, we are hooked.
Well, especially, we want this to finally get to the point where a decision is made, a decision point, they call it.
I know.
To the
not necessarily her decision.
We want the climax, Lisa, the climax.
And like Jimbo
said,
you know, Jimbo has said it over and over again, not to read into things. But I'll tell you what, earlier on when he and I were talking, like we were talking after several weeks, he asked me, you can't have any more kids, can you? And I said, no. And so I don't know if he was checking something out. Who knows? But I could be reading into something.
You didn't think to ask him, why are you asking me that? No.
You know, I always get frozen in time when he, like those big old eyes of his, or when he's looking at me, or I'll just go down the list. I get frozen, and I can't breathe. I'm just, my breath is caught, and that would be a good reason to start drinking.
Well, actually it would, but anyway, to me, if I would have been a guy and I heard that, I'd have been note to self, I would have said,
mm-hmm.
No need to worry about birth control, note to self.
That's where I went instantly.
Note to self.
Is that he can't get you pregnant.
Note to self. Whew. No matter what happens, even if it's unplanned and I didn't plan to have little rubber stashed all over the place or something, I don't need them.
Oh, well, she needs rubber.
Well, she does.
Hey,
well,
yeah.
Yeah, well, obviously, yeah, because of the lifestyle. But, yeah. Anyway, whole different ballgame.
Okay.
Let us talk and let us go.
Thank you, guys. Earth Angels. Over and out, Earth Angels.
Lisa, we are just addicted. What are we going to say?
Tomorrow night is Monday. It's an hour earlier on News for the Soul. 1 hour earlier.
And remember, we can't talk dirty.
We could
a little bit.
We just can't go R. Hmm? We can't go R, say cock, pussy, or whatever. We could say, he touched me in my little garden, you know, stuff like that. You got little things like that.
He nibbled my cookies.
I think about his manhood all the time.
His manhood.
Yeah. Stuff like that. Yep.
We like them big manhood, yes.
Who came first, the chicken or the egg? Who came first, the chicken or the egg? And the chicken is writing notes on the bed, and the egg is sitting next to him with the blankets up, and the chicken is texting, I know who came first.
The cum came. That actually is a good one. I've never heard that or seen that.
Me neither.
That
ever.
Is freaking hilarious.
I'm
going to Google that on the internet so I can see the little cartoon thing. That is hilarious.
Yeah, I do too.
I like it.
All right, Lisa.
And I did tell him that joke, by the way.
Which joke? Oh, that joke?
The chicken and egg.
And then I also told him, I also told him how people, women went to the doctor so they could get diddled, and that's how.
Oh, the diddling, a whole lot of diddling going on.
If you look it up, it's true. That's how vibrators were invented. The doctor's arm got so tired because they were.
That's what I told him.
And what did he say?
He just stood there laughing. Not laughing, he was smiling.
They had congested pelvic regions, and the doctor knew how to take care of it. And women lined up for it in those long dresses with, like, a bustle in the back. Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
this sounds like
when we talk dirty, when we talk dirty, I take it to him, and I talk dirty to him about these things.
And you don't get a rise out of him? So to speak.
Remember that song, Rat?
This could be why we're at this stage right now where somebody has some blue balls. I don't know.
Blue bayou.
He's probably thinking about you every night with lotion and tissue.
You're sure it's her, right? You're convinced that he's thinking about her, right?
And it makes him really mad because being gay for him is way easier.
So basically, all his sexual relationships in the last how many years have been with guys?
I don't know when the woman happened.
It was a long time ago, she said. So
yeah,
all of a sudden, you think when he needs relief, he's going to think of her. And not any one of his past guys.
Jimbo, I love Jimbo's voice there.
Maybe it's a kinky thing for him. A lot of men like kinky stuff.
A lot of humans. I'm just saying. I'm just throwing it out there. Just throwing it out there.
No romance. No romance at all.
She did not do the cards on his masturbation thoughts. I just want to throw it out there. So you're speaking just like me. You're speaking to shoot from the hip. You have no insight on the cards.
I have intuitive thoughts that are constantly running.
I have intuitive thoughts, too. A guy that's been gay for how long now? If he's thinking about popping the balloon, he's probably thinking of what he's been doing for the last 10 years. Whatever.
Well, he did tell me about a month ago. He said there was no satisfaction. Can't get no satisfaction. There was no satisfaction in his last relationship. He said that to me. And he said some other things that were negative about the relationship. He said I was just housing that person. There was no sexual satisfaction. So he's been going into it.
Well, and he told you, he said to you, I don't know why I'm gay. Like, why?
Exactly.
No, wait a second. What do you mean you don't know why you're gay? What do you mean you don't know why you're gay? What the hell does that mean?
No, he worded it, I don't know why I have been gay.
Exactly. I don't know why I picked it, he said.
Oh, that's a whole different.
Boy, that is opening such a door.
That's so. I don't know why I'm heterosexual. I know why I'm heterosexual because I like punting. I like punting. It's so simple. So if he is gay, guess why he likes being gay?
Why?
He likes man meat. There's nothing wrong with that if that's what he. If you like something, you like it and you embrace it. Damn it.
I don't know.
What's wrong with that?
All right, well, maybe we should let Lisa go. She's driving somewhere. Yes.
Yeah, I'm
tomorrow is another day.
Oh, thank you.
Yes, please.
Thank you, Scarlett.
No, you left us hanging last Monday, Miss Lisa. So please call us, yes, tomorrow.
If you can, it's an hour earlier. It might not work with your schedule.
We're going to go through withdrawal, without you.
We'll just have a fake caller call out.
Take care, honey. We love you.
Long time.
Oh, I love you, too.
Oh,
and Dee loves you. He doesn't know about you, but he loves you, too.
Oh.
I'm almost creeped out about that. No, just kidding. Let us rock and let's roll. Adios, my dear. It was nice and early there.
Take care, honey. We love you so much.
You take care. I love you guys.
All right.
We shall talk again.
Bye-bye.
Machete. All right.
I don't know why this is turning into such a big issue between us.
310, because it's bizarro.
I just hope we end up
310.
Some results.
We're going to stay out west. California, welcome. There. Welcome, California. Thank you for holding forever.
Yes. How are you doing?
Actually, I used to live in Cali, but now, unfortunately, I live in New York.
Oh, coast to coast. That's a big, that's like
the
of the country. All
What's
right.
your first name, hon?
You sound familiar.
What is your first name?
Vince. Yes.
Yes. All right. So you are over in New York, and we'd love to know what your situation is.
Yeah, what do you got going on, and what do you want to know?
Well, that's why I'm calling in. I'm very depressed and at this point, and I just don't know which way to turn. I started a new job at the end of November. Great company, great place to work. They do 6 weeks of training. It's a medical production company. They make injection medicine for people. And so you get 6 weeks of training, and then they're supposed to put you on the floor. And I wasn't learning as quickly as others and as quickly as they needed. So what they did was they extended my training for 2 weeks. And the first week they said that I was doing good, and then the last week I was not. And then on Friday they let me go. So right now I'm living in fear, because I got bills and everything. And
sure.
So I'm just wondering if they're, because I have a friend on the inside. She's been working there for a long time, so she's going to try and get me back in another role. I'm wondering if I'm going to be going back there in another role, because they did say I'm eligible for rehire in another capacity, or if there's another job coming for me soon, like tomorrow.
Yeah, it's a scary place to be when something like this.
It is, and it's just not every, when you go through some training, not everything hits the mark on people, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, it has nothing to do with intelligence. It has nothing to do with anything. It's sometimes not everybody is meant to be for a certain training thing. And it's cool that they gave you they have a code where I work where you can be rehired. I don't know what it is. So that's a positive thing, which means they think highly of you. They just figure, well, this thing is not your thing, and maybe something else will come along, and Deb's got the cards down. What do you see?
First of all, you are not going to remain unemployed where you end up living out of a cardboard box.
Yeah,
not
a good
thing. It's not here in your cart. So
in New York in February, probably not a good call.
No, I just want to give you that sense of comfort right here.
Yeah, you
don't
want to do that.
Please try not to let this shake you in terms of your
confidence. Yep.
You know, and I know you mentioned that you are depressed. Was this before you even took this job, or is this resulting from the job?
Depression.
Your depression.
Or is that just now recently because of this? You thought with depression.
I've been down for a while because I'm not where I wanted to be in life, which is I want to make my mark as an actor, and that's why I moved to L.A. And then between not being able to find work in Los Angeles, and then I was just starting to make small strides in the acting, and then my wife got sick, and so she wanted to be out here with her daughter. And the rest of the family in New York. So reluctantly, I moved to New York, and now we're living in the middle of bumfuck nowhere where there's like next to no acting, next to no nothing except cold snow and everything. So, and I've been bouncing around for the last few years from job to job to job to job trying to find something stable and permanent.
Okay.
No,
I love that
sense.
You mentioned the word stable.
Yep.
You know where it's got to start, Vince, right? Got to start within you. Find your own sense of stability. Work on that, because I'm going to tell you, your acting career is not over.
Right.
You were premature in terms of the industry.
Because of all your personal things, you might have to go on pause is all. But
well, here's the thing.
It's just a pause.
No, I keep myself trying to stay current on what the situation is. They are moving with the industry for television and movies. They're moving away from California. In fact, one of my clients, she is a producer, and she is right now, they're doing the show out of New Mexico. And
right.
Tyler Perry is moving all of his, what would you call it, like his whole company to Atlanta. And they also say that New Orleans is another spot. We are here in the Commonwealth of Virginia, and they have been making a lot of big movies and television shows from here.
They do shoots here. We don't have studios.
No, we have no studios.
They do shoots here.
You have a job that you're going to get, and it's coming up soon. Is it possible at all for you to work remotely in something that just gets the bills paid? Because I see a strong possibility here for that. If not, I see that you are going to still land a job. It's going to suck. Let's face it, because your dream, your wish, your, you know, calling in life is to be an actor.
But you can Google plenty of entertainment successful people that had to.
God, yes.
They had to take jobs like that. You know what?
What?
NFL Super Bowl. Kurt Warner was on the St. Louis Rams, MVP, great guy. When they went and found him because he got his career went to tank, he was bagging groceries.
Yeah, look at that.
And he won Super Bowls. This is sports-wise. That's my thing. There was there was another quarterback that was doing carpenter stuff. Say, hey, we need you. He used to be a quarterback. Came in, bam, made some big millions of dollars and had a good gig for another four years. So sometimes you got to do the side crap thing. And that's what he's trying to do. I got it. Yeah. He is trying to do it. And that one thing didn't work out.
But
his question was, is it going to be back in that company into the different game?
I want to, you know, with you, Vince, I want to take this to a spiritual level, okay?
Okay.
In your heart, and this happened to a son of mine who is now living his dream musically. But I really feel that you are being tested in a huge way on the spirit level to find out how badly do you want that success. What is your goal? Is it to be able to take care of your family in grand style, for you to have, you know, fame and fortune, or is it just to help entertain people? Yeah, go ahead, Jim.
Let him finish his, and I'll jump in.
I was just going to say that I want a little bit of everything. I want to be able to take care of my wife and for whatever time we have left, because she honestly doesn't feel like she's going to make it through this year because her health is crap. And that's part of it. The other part is I just want to live the very. I don't want like to be extravagant, and I don't want a mansion and a yacht or anything like all
right.
those. That's meaningless. I just want to be a low level, comfortable type of person. You know, I've written a book that I've been trying to publish. I'm trying to get published. It's kind of like a Goodfellas casino type book. I'm trying to get somebody to publish it. I'm writing a couple of scripts right now. One of them is being about Peggy Entwistle. Do you know about this story?
No.
Okay. Well, Peggy Entwistle was a very, very famous person back in the mid-30s, but it wasn't because of her acting. It was because she was so despondent about her marriage and her acting career and everything. She didn't think she was going to get anywhere. Yeah, she was the one that jumped off the Hollywood sign from the big H. Yeah, and people still see her apparition today, and I'm writing a script about that right now, and you know, so I'm trying to get that on the go, and I'm just trying to find somebody to help me publish and maybe turn my Corruption Behind Teamsters book into a script, sort of like Goodfellas and you know, and Casino. But it's really a major, and it's all true story. and how I helped put behind bars a major president of the Teamsters Union, which I'm very proud of me doing that. So that's what I'm working on. But right now what I need is a steady job with a steady income so I can continue paying the bills and, you know, not losing my car or anything like that.
He knows immediately.
Well, you know what, hon? It's going to start with faith
and
having hope, because there's, if you only knew the people that I've worked with over the years, over 30-some years, that today are, they're in the places that they always wanted to be in terms of security, health, you know, happiness. And because you have so many diverse talents, you're going to go places. Go ahead, Jim.
But, sure. Mm-hmm. And he, right now, his main focus is this getting the bills paid, land the gig. It's not the gigs that he loves so much. He wants to land the gig to pay the bills while his wife's still alive.
And that's where you got to start.
And that's what he wants to know about.
And
what do you see with that?
And hang on to your mental health in the process.
Yeah, and a lot of folks from the UK are like on your side.
Yeah.
Being your hard worker and watch your mental health, because a lot of people don't recognize when they're having
issues. No, that's right.
Depression-wise. We're talking depression-wise.
Right.
You seem to have... He seemed to have everything lined up, and he even has said he shifted everything out. He's got all this stuff going on, but he wants this one thing he needs
right
to prioritize.
Right now he's
got to
take care of his
pay
family.
The bills.
Right.
His wife is ailing, and he needs to pay the bills so he can be with her. Right? And what do you see about that?
Well, I say that you are further ahead than you think. You've got all your talents. You know, you've got – you're brilliant. I don't know if you're aware of this, but you have a brilliance. In the meantime, start at square one. You got to get a job so you don't lose your car, so you don't end up, you know, homeless. I mean, you probably won't, because you're with her sister, aren't you? I mean, are you all together, or, you know, how's it going?
That's funny you should mention my sister, because my sister died about 4 years ago on my birthday of leukemia.
Well, I was actually referring to your wife's sister, but... I'm really sorry to hear that. Very sorry to hear that.
Yeah. What a... I would change my birthday. I would. I'm just saying, that would affect me a lot. But everybody's different. Or maybe I would celebrate her life. I don't know. I've never had that happen.
Yeah.
I can't speak for anybody on earth, because I've never had a sibling die, so I will not speak.
So once you get stabilized, Vince, that's when I think you should start looking to try to create some networking and contacts.
Do the cards show him getting stabilized?
Yes, very much.
Is it going to be with this job they kind of let him go, this training thing with a rehire?
I think he's got a chance to get back in there.
Okay, good. That's what he wants to know. Are they going to bring him back? And will it be in probably a different capacity, because that just wasn't his niche?
It's going to be considered, and it's seriously going to be considered.
I mean, they gave him a code, a rehire code. Every company has a special code. A lot of them just go R, not even to make it fancy. They go R on the code when they do that.
Yeah. Well, I have nothing but faith in you, Vince, and now it's up to you to feel the same. Because what I see here is a man getting on his feet, a woman who loves you dearly, and I do not see her.
Oh, my God,
I don't see her circling the drain at this point. But remember, I don't have any
No medical credentials, but she thinks there's more time than she may think.
Oh, yeah.
And maybe she's just trying to get her affairs in order and assume the worst, which I would probably do, too. But she might have more time than she thinks left, is what Deb is saying, without medical credentials.
It is all going to work out. One of my favorite questions that I often put to people in situations like yours is, do you really think God would take you this far and leave you? No.
But he is a good man.
Yeah.
Because he has all these hopes and dreams.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's one thing I definitely am, because where I was working that I got let go from, they gave us 10 days off for Christmas paid. and I was a new employee, and I still got that too. But what happened was I was driving through the country roads, like back roads, to avoid paying toll coming home one night on a Friday night, and all of a sudden I see a car pulled over with its four ways on, and I see traffic backed up. And all of a sudden I see a deer laying on the road. So I pulled over and I went up to the deer, and I saw that the deer had ran into this guy's car, and blood was coming out of his mouth, and it was really hurt. It was trying to get up to run, but it couldn't. So I then knelt down in front of it, and I started petting it, and I started crying in tears, and I just said, just let him go to the light now. It's you know, so we won't feel the pain. And it just really broke my heart to see that. And that's the kind of person I am, because I love animals. So
you'll be rewarded yet, Vince. You've got a good heart. You know, you really do. You've got your eye on the ball. So I hope you'll keep calling us. The more you call, the more I can give you readings. And we'll be here for you. All of us. We have a wonderful group of folks that get together on Facebook. If you're on there at all. They have all been in support of you.
Yeah, I mean, the folks from the UK are giving you lots of love.
Yes. So please.
That's really sweet.
Keep in your heart, hon, that everything is going to be
over. With all the stuff going on, it's awesome that you stay focused on providing for your family. Because some people with these dreams, remember that song, Don't Fall in Love with a Dreamer?
Yeah.
Because some people that are in these dreams, they just forget about the people that are close to them.
And they leave them. And,
yeah, but you did not, so that's good. Because you know,
no,
it's just a pause. You can get back to that in dreams. That's,
and screw Hollywood. You know, they're getting out of plastic city over there. They're starting to really branch out.
Oh, they're expanding. But Hollywood's
really
still
you're going to find your real start likely out here on the East Coast. So,
well, there's a lot of stuff going on in New York City. He's just out in bumfuck New York. It's a big city.
I live in Poughkeepsie. And there's like virtually nothing here at all. No acting. No, I'd have to literally drive into.
That's where we got Kyle.
Where's that about?
That's upstate New York. That's like about 150 miles from New York City.
Okay.
I'm sorry, not 150. It's an hour and a half drive from New York City. And it's about a 4-hour drive from Niagara Falls.
Ah.
So.
Yeah, I spent a lot of time in upstate New York in the Navy and with work in the Saratoga Springs area.
Well,
Saratoga is about an hour and a half drive, almost a 2-hour drive from where I live.
Okay. All right.
I was the job that I got let go from, I was working in Rensselaer, which is about a half hour drive from Saratoga.
No, exactly where they are. RPI.
Yeah.
Yep,
in fact, I was trying to get a job at there's a company called Ball Corporation. I was trying to get a job out there. They're located in Saratoga, and for some reason I can't get in the door, and I don't know why. I've been applying for years. So,
you know, I was in that place in the 80s, and then I recently went back work-wise, like 7-8 years ago. It's changed a lot. It's a lot more fun of a town, Saratoga Springs.
Yeah, Saratoga's beautiful, absolutely beautiful. Just too damn cold for me. So, but it's beautiful.
From LA to New York, that's a rough call. Yep, roger that.
Yeah.
Well,
all right. Well, thank you.
Good man with a good soul, and we want to hear from you.
And thank you for being so patient and holding forever. Thank you so much.
Yeah. Yeah, all right. Well, I'll let you know how things work out. I'm going to be doing a lot of job searching phone calls this week, and hopefully I can get something like ASAP.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you can call back as often as you want. We don't have a restriction.
That's right.
We have callers that literally call every day, and you can be one of those. It's up to you if you want.
If you have the time.
If you care to. If it's in your schedule. If you don't, we understand.
But we will be thinking of you.
Call back as often as you want to.
We want to follow your journey with you.
Monday, tomorrow, we are on News for the Soul, so it's 1 hour earlier.
Yes.
It's
okay.
Yes, on radio.
All right. Thank you.
God bless you.
Take care, Vince. The UK is behind you.
Yeah, all the way.
Okay, thanks.
Oh, sure. All right.
There they are, yeah. You know, because you know, a lot of them are, you know, they get concerned about the mental health depression thing. But it sounds like he's working on that pretty
were
good.
Were you nervous at first?
At first, I thought,
oh,
I was really serious that somebody was on the edge of just giving up and jumping off a bridge. But he's depressed, but he has a plan. He has action. He's going to be fine. He's got his priorities in order, which some people do not. You know what I'm saying? All right.
Oh, my God. Look at what Virgil said.
Yeah, although they have conversations amongst themselves, Deb. You just got to let it go. It's a free country.
Well,
it's
I like the
free
humor.
Country.
I do.
It's a free Facebook. Well,
did
much
you read him a
think.
Card?
I did not because we said goodbye, but he could still be listening. Listen.
So you know if you looked at the, you don't know.
What was the area code? I think it was 310, right? He is not still there. Well, he can listen. Anyway, here's Vince's angel card reading. Polish your skills. Focus on things and work more. Sharpen your mind with insightful ideas and real practice. Even minor tasks. Like pay attention to even minor stuff. Lastly, brush up on your language to get a better performance. It's probably for this job search. Brush up on stupid little things.
Oh.
And I get, maybe it's the resume, things that seem minor to you, maybe you should make them a little more, put them a little more emphasis on. Every resume should be, not one you send everybody, every one should be unique necessarily to the job.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
You have to make sure you don't just mass send one out that might not even appeal to a certain job, right?
Yeah, that guy is going to make the big time. It's in the cards.
And you can just tell. He's got his shit together.
Well, when he first said that he was deeply depressed, I got worried.
And he sounded deeply depressed.
Yeah,
like, uh-oh.
God. And I've had people get a hold of me, at least one I definitely remember, and he said after we're done talking, I'm going to kill myself. And that was during a show. And that's when, remember, I got a hold of you on the fly. And I said, this
guy.
Oh,
that was a million years ago, it seemed
this
like.
Guy is in...
we don't want to get too much into
somewhere
in
Chicago,
story.
I said, call the police.
Yeah.
And they got there, and then that friend got mad, or that man got mad.
Oh, and that was very difficult. The internet was young and stupid, and it took a while to figure out how to get those people to call.
Gosh,
now you can find it right away.
Yeah.
Yes, indeed.
This show is over, say goodbye.
Right here. Yeah.
Laura, obviously Facebook.
And we'll be doing Facebook. Absolutely.
Always.